bam, and you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad, said I'm broader than Broadway. Everybody join in. Yes, I'm broad, said I'm broad, said I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm, you know, you are too, diddling, 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 diddling ourselves. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours and will make a good goulash, berber. Oh yeah, what time is it? It's time for Get Wood with Jess Wood, your friend, your pal, your auntie, your lover, your wishful lover. Hello, gorgeousness. Hello, everyone. Hello. Hello, my little baguettes. Why did I put, that was the wrong accent for that. I want to say, hello, my little baguettes. I feel very French in my outfit today. I was, at first, I got together. Now, for those only listening on audio, I have sort of a beret on, a beret, hooray for the beret. Well, I say, come on, stop it. Because I was going for, you know, I'll admit it, I was going for a 90s look. Friends, I was going for a 90s look. I strapped on the beret, which I thought was just going to be like a hair thing. I don't remember what we called it in the 1900s. What was it called in the 1990s? Anyone? Anyway, I put this on, and I happened to put on some stripes, and then some, you know, so whatever happened. And I thought, oh, look at you. You're so French. I'm sexy and I'm French. Anyway, for those of you who understand that reference, thank you. A Tribe Called Quest, for those of you who didn't. I'm sexy and I'm French. Also, De La Soul. Yeah. Anyway, I told you I was into the 90s this morning, and I'm not stopping. I mean, sometimes you're stunted. I read an article recently about people who don't have children being stunted. And proud. Anyway, hi, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever time it is for you during this station identification. Listen, a couple of you reached out and asked me why Stitcher didn't have the newest episode last week, which was titled Like a Drug Dealer from 1987. And I'm so sorry to say that for Stitcher, they're actually going away. They're leaving. Bye-bye. I know, isn't it? I guess you can only supply free content for so long. You could have fooled me. I continue to do it. But a hire. That was weird. It's weird when you get your own hair in your mouth. I mean, there's no one else hair. So stop it. No one else hair in my mouth. Anyway, so Stitcher's going under, my loves. So if you subscribe to me and you subscribe on Stitcher, you got to go to another. Ugh, I hate even talking about the corporations. They're not people. But you know who is a person? My friend Katie. And let me just tell you something. Shout out to my girl Katie, because every time I go to Katie's apartment, it's like I've arrived at a WeWork station. Do you know? A WeWork office building. Because I come into her apartment and she's like, do you need a laptop? Do you need some cords? Are you all powered up? Did you need a pen? Are you taking notes? Did you want a quiet space for a conference call? Like, she's got it all hooked up. But it's very different. I think I love it so much because it's so different from my apartment, which is more like a Grateful Dead parking lot. Hey, did you want a balloon? Are you cool? You know, are you cool? Did you want to sit on the floor? Are you allergic to sprouts? Because we're doing a sandwich right now that's going to be epic. Yeah. The Grateful Dead. Listen, for those of you in the New York area and anywhere nearby that you could come swing on through Coney Island to Coney Island Museum, the historic and gorgeous. You cannot get over how beautiful this space is. It's in Coney Island above the Freak Bar. You're allowed to say that. It's the sideshow. It's the freaks. It's the freak show. They're still there from the 1920s or 30s when they started. I mean, it's not the same performers. Could you imagine the sword swallower? You know, sorry, I gotta hang on, I need to catch my breath. No, it's a new gang of freaks. But anyway, the storytelling show, I'm hosting it. I've produced it. I'm very excited about it. There are only three. So we did the first one in June. Spectacular. Amazing. The theme, summertime. The storytellers, hilarious, heartbreaking, true story. Oh, just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And so this month, it's this Sunday, the 30th, and it's at 7 p.m. at the gorgeous, I can't get over how much I love the space, Coney Island Museum, above the Freak Bar, 1208 Surf Avenue, right next to the carnival. You can look, you're in the carnival. Come out, get a Nathan's, have a ride on the carnival, take a ride on the carnival. See how much it's changed since Requiem for a Dream was shot there. Do you remember when Requiem for a Dream came out? Any of you seen it? Well, if you haven't seen it, if you're a sensitive person, don't watch Requiem for a Dream. But if you can handle, if you love a good ass-to-ass story, oh, please, watch Requiem for a Dream. The acting is so good. I didn't even recognize Monsieur Wayans. I know, it's one of the younger Wayans. So hot, but so good. Drugs, thievery, ass to ass. Oh, it's a brilliant movie. Anyway, it made me cry a lot. Reminded me of my mother, the woman in it. Oh, I'm going to be on television. Anyway, it was all shot in Coney Island, and it's very frightening, the footage. But now, 20 years later, it's very pretty. It's very pretty. You can only get that kind of wildness and drugs and freak is of the drug trades over on Mermaid Avenue, which I love. Please, when I wandered into Mermaid Avenue for the first time, I thought, oh, here they are. Here's everyone. Hello, everyone. I missed you. So I do enjoy it over there, you know, where Bing Bong lives and all that. Anyway, hey, listen, speaking of, you know, Brooklyn themes, places, attractions. I'd like to think that I was also a Brooklyn attraction, even though I'm not originally from Brooklyn. I know, you guys, stop it. I don't even claim it ever. And I have this giant tattoo that says Los Angeles on my arm, which always makes me laugh so hysterically when people go, oh, I see your tattoo. Are you from Los Angeles? No, I just really like got, you know, I'm from Wisconsin. I'm from Wisconsin, but you know what? LA just, oh gosh, I was like, gosh, it's so crazy out here. I'm going to get an ex-gang member to tattoo the name of the city on me while I'm here just visiting. No, fuckers, it's for real. And yeah, so if you know, you know, like I get from people... I get a few of these. If my arm is showing, I get a few of these sometimes, like from dudes like, hey, what's up? Hey, mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, what's up? It's a very knowing nod, very, we understand where we all have been. And aren't we happy to be here now? Be here now. Stop it. I know. This is like crazy, like gang members, meditation. What do you like? I couldn't do it. Okay, so I want, speaking of that, ADD, ADHD, OCD, STDs, no STDs. I have been to the doctor. Stop it. And I wrap that shit up. Let me tell you something. I also haven't had sex in quite some time. It's like the longest I've ever gone. And I got to tell you, I said this before a couple weeks ago. I feel like there's a clarity that comes. I don't know. Anyway, what I'd like from you, my loves, and you know, I don't ask really for anything here except for you to enjoy yourself and to find some peace in your heart, in your genitalias, to keep yourself safe, to keep yourself happy when you can, to keep yourself honest about how we can't always be happy. Anyway, all that mishigas, if you will, which means shit, you know, in my Yiddish. Can you please, if you get a moment, a chance, an itch to do it, write me what you think or know or feel it is, a show description. If I was to ask you, hey, get wood? What do you, besides being like natural lit from the wind in the curtain, wind in the curtain, Pound Town, besides being about Pound Town, besides, you know, if can you think of a fun and easy, I'm sorry to look away from you while I ask you for something. Hello, I'm looking you back in the eye. Can you please send me your show descriptions? Thank you so much. I don't know why it took me 2 minutes to ask you for that. I think it's because I'm asking for help. And, you know, that shit ain't easy to ask for. How many of us need help? We all need help a lot of the time. And how hard, it's so hard to ask for it. So there you go. Me asking you for a little fucking help. How you doing? Look, and you say you love me. You say you don't tell me you love me. I like getting asked what I need in the bids, in the conversations, in the jobs, in the everyday life. What, don't you? If we all wanted to just inquire about what it is that you would like, or would you care for some of this? An offering of a positive, you fill in the blank. So the other night, I went to go meet up with some friends who were visiting from LA, and they were only here. This is okay. If you're here from Los Angeles or visiting from anywhere, Albuquerque, where do you live? And you're watching this, wherever you're visiting from. If we have a friendship, or, you know, you'd like to like have a piece of meal with me, hit me up. I go and meet you. I don't care. It's an hour to bring in. It's an hour to come on the train. I don't care. Am I going to see friends that I love that I never get to see? Yes. Will I take the train? Yes. So I did so the other night, and I saw some friends, and it was fan-fucking-tastic. It's always good to see your friends. We forget. We get a little down. Oh, I haven't seen them. Oh, I'm going to go in. I'm going to take the train. It's going to take an hour. I might not even see them for a full hour, and then I'm going to take the train back. It's going to take another. Who cares? What is going on? Time isn't real. And if it is, do something with it. Make something of it. I don't know. You know what I mean? This is just me learning and talking to you as I learn what the fuck to do to make myself feel a little calmer. And to see pals, because that's it. You don't lay on your deathbed and think, oh, I wish I got more likes. You know what I mean? I wish I got more follows. No, you lay on your deathbed and you think, how come there's no friends here to celebrate me? Shit is deep, yo. So anyway, I was asked all that to tell you that when I left them after dinner and I walked through Washington Square Park on a beautiful summer night, New York City, Washington Square Park, gorgeous. The fountain is going. There are people all walking around. There's all different types of like bands playing, people jamming together, people singing. There was a group of like 20 something year old and about, I would imagine, more than a dozen of them, of these kids. Like they fully looked like they went to NYU, or they were students of some sort, or students of the world. I don't know. And all different colors, sizes, you know, so beautiful. And then this white man was walking by with his friends, having just, I don't know, he looked like he had just left dinner and had maybe a couple of drinks, and he wandered into their circle. They were all holding hands and everyone was kind of just dancing and swaying to some music, and he just walked in and was like, can I join the circle? And they were like, yeah. And so this is why I think we all love New York so much, because it's just, there are these moments like we've talked about before where I told you I listened to those neuroscience brain podcasts a lot, and they talk about these glimpses of happiness, like real true happiness, like you don't need a pill, like this shit happens all the time if you let it. Just these moments, these magical moments that just come up out of the blue, like you didn't plan it. Oh, Janet. So good. So I get to walk through Washington Square Park. It's just celebration of life. Okay. So then I'm on McDougal Street and I'm walking by all the comedy clubs. And, you know, I like to say hi to everybody and see what's up and check in and show my little face. Well, I have a large head. And that's in diameter. It's not like an ego thing. Although sometimes people say, Jessica, how are you doing a podcast? What do you think? You're a fucking guru? No. I just enjoy y'all. I enjoy you so much. It helps me. It helps you. I feel like it helps us. Anyway, I'm walking down McDougal Street, and this very handsome young black gentleman says to me, and he's with his friends. Like, here's the thing. You put yourself in a position. I was looking for ice cream. I wanted a scoop of ice cream. And you would think, Jessica, isn't there Mr. Softy fucking hanging out everywhere? Ding, 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 ding. You know what I'm talking about. Well, I couldn't find any. They'd all maybe gone home for the night. It was maybe almost 11 o'clock in the night. But Van Wellenlen, it's like an Ed Hardy of ice creams, it feels like. Do you know which I speak of? Anyway, that was somewhere up on McDougal, but I had never, you know, they've done everything new now since I've been gone. Everything's very gentrification and all the shops are new. And so it's hard for your auntie to figure out where the hell she is and to navigate all her shops. So these men are all standing, like two are here and one is here, quite close to one another. And then on one side, it's a building that I can't get by. And on the other side, it's trash bags. I don't want to step over trash bags. Ew. So I go walking in the middle of these three gentlemen. And as I walk through them, one of them says to me, "Hey, cocaine? You want some cocaine?" And I was like, and I looked him right in the eye and I was like, "Cocaine? No, 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 babe. I'm fine. Thank you, though. I appreciate it." And he's like, "You know, it depends on who you're with, on how good it is when you're doing it." And I was like, ooh. And I kind of walked off and I was like, ooh la la. But I could tell he had more friends that were on the other side of the situation. And they were like, ooh la la. And they just like looked at me and they all were laughing. Ka, 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 ka. And everybody started laughing. And I was like, but he was quite handsome. And I felt he was flirtatious with me regarding the cocaine. Now that's twice. Remember last week I told you I hid the icy man's cart under my towel at the beach. And then he told me they sell the cocaines. Where's all the cocaines? Why all the cocaines? Also, I don't trust any fucking cocaines. What the fucking fentanyl? Yeah. Not paranoid. Anyway, depending on who you do it with, though. But you know what you have to do is you have to act like the King of England now, because you have to have them snort a line first. You know, the King of England, he had a food taster because he was about to get poisoned all the time. So he would have the, yeah, taste that muffin because I've fucking, somebody's out to get me. So with me, if I'm ever going to do cocaine, which I'm not. Look at me. Do I need cocaine? Listen to me. Do I need cocaines? It's the last fucking thing I need. Anyway, so this lady from Hong Kong on the train, now I say that because I know that because we spoke about where we're from, and she was like, she was hilarious. So this man came on the train, he was a homeless man, a man unhoused, a man who was also, he was deaf, and he had a hard time talking, so he would go, "Food! Food! Food!" That was what he would do, and he would like bang on his chest, "Food!" And he would bang, and look, there are a lot of jaded people in New York City. I am also included. But I will tell you this. I always have a little snack. I've told you before. I keep a little snack, you know, for Peter, the guy, "Hi, my name's Peter." You know, there's a few people that I always see on the train that I feel like, fuck it, if I could have an extra snack for somebody to eat, what do I care? Like, what am I going to be jaded and not give somebody a snack? So he's on there and he's all, "Food, food." And he's not even asking for it. So anyway, I believe him, right? So I bust out some food. And then this lady from Hong Kong who's sitting next to me, she busts out some food. And we're like, yeah. And then he comes over and I'm like, "Sir," but he can't hear. So I'm like, "Sir." And I'm like waving the snack. And then he takes thank you. You know, whatever it's not fuck you, but it's, you know what I mean, with the sign language. So then she gives him a muffin thank you to her as well. So now we're feeling pretty, I always feel good when I give a little snack out. And I got to say, but I looked at her and she looked at me and we both had that kind of New York-y, I hope that he really, you know, I mean, I don't hope he's unhoused and deaf, but I hope that he's not on his hustle. Because you look around the fucking train and some people are just like, "I don't believe, food, food, I can fucking do that." Like, stand by. Now, if it is a hustle, what do I care? I gave him a package of almonds. I don't lose anything. Imagine, but if he's a man who's very hungry, he got a fucking snack. See, the government doesn't want me to help. Government's like, "Leave it to us, miss. We told you not to feed anyone on the train." Like, they even have a fucking, they have an announcement on the train talking about, "Don't give money to people that are soliciting money, you know, give it to an organization." Fuck you. If I want to give a dollar to some kids that are, it's showtime and they're dancing their little hearts out and fucking spinning and flipping through the, yes, they're gonna get a dollar from me. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, me and the lady from Hong Kong decided it was better to give. And I tell you this because she kept saying, "Well, you know, in Hong Kong," like she kept bringing it up. So I bring it up to y'all. So Anyway, so she and I decided better to give a snack than to let somebody be hungry and be a jaded motherfucker with an extra snack in your bag. Okay, now on to the saddest news of it all of this week. I don't care if you don't like condoms. I don't care if you're allergic to latex, use that sheepskin shit. Because guess what, y'all? Guess what? I'm going to read the statistic right now that came out of Houston, Texas. 128% rise. 128% rise in syphilis. Babies being born with it. People being sick from it. Going to the hospital from it. You could die from it. Okay, now, do you remember a few years ago I was living in Los Angeles and I was doing this show? I started this show during the pandemic, and I told you there are billboards in Los Angeles, billboards next to the advertisement for a movie with a giant wave on it that say, be careful, syphilis tsunami. And I'm saying nobody paid heed to it. Nobody paid any attention. It's an instant gratification. See, this instant gratification, I'm trying to work on this too. I'm practicing this thing where, what about if you waited and you did the thing that would help your future self instead of getting that instant gratification for your now self? Do you know what I mean? It's a very interesting line to kind of try to be, balance, align, I don't know, you know, because you want to live in the moment, you want to live your best life, you want to live in the moment, you want to be as free and as, you know, happy and excited as you can. But what about your future self? Like, I'm a cigarette smoker, and when I'm smoking a cigarette, I think to myself, motherfucking future self, I'm so sorry, you know. But when I meditate, and it's so hard for this self right now, and I go, well, you know what, later on today you're gonna thank me. And I do, right now, when I could be calm and a little bit more centered, feet grounded on the, yeah. So wrap it up is what I'm saying. This tsunami, syphilis tsunami, because it's instant gratification to go in unwrapped, right? You go in raw, and everybody's like, yeah, it's better raw. What changed from the 90s? Again, listen, if this show has to be bookended by 1990s references, fucking fashion looks, I don't even care. Because you know why? Because guess what? That was what was up. We had so many better ideas going on back then. We had rap songs that talked about condoms. Because no one wanted to get the drips. Ew, what's the matter? You burning? Remember, these were all real things. They still are. They didn't go away. They've actually increased into tsunami-style situations. So what I'm saying is, for your future selves, unless you don't care that you're going to die of syphilis in the hospital, go and wrap that shit up. Okay. I'm worried about everybody. This, anyway, you know, I like to tell you, you know, is that a good segue? You know, thanks for being here, and I love you so much. And I see y'all in the chat there. I really am not answering any or commenting on any of the chat. But if you have something specifically that you want me to talk about, that you'd like me to read upon and then report about, please let me know. You can slide on into those dims. I really don't mind. Now, I did want to bring up I couldn't let this week go by without talking about the Barbie movie and the Oppenheimer movie, because it's been so huge in the zeitgeist. But before that, I want to just say, they clone Tyrone. Yeah, they clone Tyrone. So I want to talk about Barbie, Oppenheimer, Tyrone. That's my trifecta of movies I'm going to talk about this week. Now, the only one I've seen is they clone Tyrone. However, I am going to report on the Barbie. So I was not allowed to play with Barbie. Jesse, are we going to do this? Are we really doing this? Yeah, Mom, you're part of the reason I don't have any, you know, I don't care to play with Bart. I didn't care. And at Carol's house, I did play with a couple Barbies. Things didn't go well. Heads were pulled off. Things were violently taken, put into positions that were just, I know that kids always want to make their dolls fuck, but mine were, I mean, I tied a child up in real life when I was 6, he was 7, and the woman whose son that was decided to marry my dad. Welcome to the family, you little red flag, you. So anyway, the Barbie movie, it doesn't appeal to me, but I love hearing everybody talk about it. My mom did not allow me to play with Barbies. So unrealistic, Jesse. Can you imagine? Just think of her measurements. Her tits would make her topple over. Her feet are always ready for high heels. She's a fucking male fantasy in plastic. All right. I'm, 4. So now but as my friend Melissa, shout out to Melissa, as she reminds us, me and my other selves, she goes, oh, it's so funny that your mom railed so hard against Barbie when she got a bunch of plastic surgery to look hotter for men. And I was like, I know. Nah! And the hypocritical moves doesn't even scrape the surface at all. Really? I mean, my God, you can't raise me a vegan and then have McDonald's boxes in the car when I get in the car. It's almost like I dated my mother when I dated Jaime. Yes, the pirate, the wolf, you remember. On account of telling me one thing and then invite me to the car and me discover toe prints on the windshield because you fucked someone in your car. Well, my bad for continuing on dating said man, but reminding so much of the mother with the junk food wrappers in the car. And yet raising me vegans. Anyways, not for nothing just to say. So she was very against Barbie, even though, and she was like, it's all TNA, Jesse. It's all TNA, as in tits and ass. Even though my mom never wore a bra or underpants and would wear dresses that were see-through. So, I don't think a lot of us can see where we come from has a giant effect on who we are. And I've even gone to therapy. I don't know if that even, I mean, can you imagine if I didn't? Perhaps I'd still be on the Heron. Anyhow, also Oppenheimer, just a real quick thing. Now, I haven't watched that either because I do not wish to. And I read about because I just moved back from New Mexico, Albuquerque. And let me tell you something about that Oppenheimer movie, because the guy who, he invented the atomic bomb and all that stuff, but like they don't even talk about how he got that land, like where he took that land from. And he took it all from the indigenous folks who lived there. They fucking wiped out farms, hundreds of farms, killed the animals. I mean, it's a horrifying fucking slaughter of a story, like America is. Welcome to America. U.S. of fucking A. Fucking A, get in our way and we'll fucking destroy your shit. And so I'm like, why aren't there, there'll probably be a PBS special about the story behind Oppenheimer. You know what I mean? But they'll never be like a big blockbuster. So I'm not going to see Barbenheimer. None of it. But I did enjoy, and I imagine this, my mom also would not go to see Oppenheimer. No, Jesse, for a white man, what am I going to see a white man who invents fucking terror for a whole people? Yeah, I know, Ma, you raised me right. And I mean, we say that loosely. But the movie that I loved the most out of all three of those, which my mom, I'm sure, would have also loved the most, was They Cloned Tyrone. And They Cloned Tyrone. I thought it was really, really bizarre that Jamie Foxx got really, really sick after that and like went into a coma after that. And because conspiracy theory, I don't know. Because look, I'm going to tell you right now, this fucking movie is so like, it's really, really, really deeply looking at was it eugenics? Experimenting on black people, but like modern experimentation. So they took the factual stuff and made it like modernized. Oh my God. But Jamie Foxx is in it. He's spectacular. All the acting is fantastic, except, and I don't know, you can fight me on this. We could talk about this later if you want. Kiefer Sutherland, I can't. I feel like he's always the guy from The Lost Boys. Do you know? He's always that like, I don't know. Now, I will say he looked interesting. They gave him a big old beard, like a Papa Bear beard. And, and he's always the villain. Like, I see. Which I think it's a great casting because he's always the villain. But I don't know. I feel like, what's his name from Blacklist? I feel like he would have been better. You know, the OG. Well, I guess he and Kiefer Sutherland are the OG, like, dicks from the 90s movies. Or 80s movies, I guess you would have to go. Let's go way back. You want to go back? Let's go way back. Come on back. You want to come back? Don't hit me from the back. Oh, and thanks for all the, speaking of my backside, thanks for all the love on my ass pic this week. I just thought it was very artistic. Anyway. Oh, that's it. Ha. We did it. We did it. We had fun. I think it was fun today, right? Did we have fun? Listen, what I would love for you, from you, is a show description. You can send it to my DMs. I would love that. Sharing the show would be fantastic at hashtag at get what, or, you know, tag me. Why am I stuttering? Because, you know, when you start to ask for help, get a little nervous. So I appreciate all your love. Support, all the things that I ask you to do are for free, but if you're feeling risky and you want to put some money behind it, you can Venmo me. All my stuff is on my Linktree, which is in my bio, and I appreciate you all so much, and I'm going to go. I feel like I'm getting loopy. Do you see me? I'm kind of schwitzing. I've left the window open. Obviously, the curtain keeps flipping about. It's kind of an exciting way. Anyway, I love you. Pass it on. Take one. Pass it down. Don't suck a dick you don't like. Don't suck a titty you don't like, or lick a pussy you don't like, or finger bang anybody you don't like. Please, let's be likeful. Okay. Love you. Thanks. Bye.